we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Merritt Island, Cocoa Beach, Satellite Beach, Melbourne, Palm Bay, all of Brevard County. We greet you today in the name of the Lord. Welcome to the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we hope that you are planning on having a marvelous, marvelous Monday. And we're looking forward to bringing the word to you today. And so we want to start off by saying thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, 759-3284. You know, it was just a couple of weeks ago that I called Bill and I asked him to come and take a look at my unit just because it was struggling so mightily to keep up with the excessive temperatures that we were dealing with. And he came out, he checked the system all out, and he said, "Pastor, there's nothing wrong with your system. So if you are used to dealing with people who are coming out and finding problems that aren't there, then I encourage you to call somebody else. If you want somebody who will come out and only fix what needs to be repaired, then you might want to call Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284, here in the central Brevard County area. Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, they operate with the same integrity. And so I encourage you. You want to deal, like, I like to deal with Christians. I do. I like to deal with them because if they're going to deal honestly with me, then I like to deal with them. Now, if they're a Christian that's operating like an unbeliever, I'd rather deal with the unbeliever at that point in time, because at least I know what I'm dealing with. But these two companies, Creative AC Solutions and Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, lots of ACs being challenged this summer. And I pray that if you got a problem, you'll give those guys a call. Creative AC Solution, 759-3284. So what's your Monday going to be like today? Did you have such a busy weekend that you had to go back to work to rest, or have you geared up and you're ready? You're more equipped for work this week than you've ever been before. My daughter, just started a job, here in the past, month or so. And every weekend, she is finding herself, she's equipping herself to do her job better. You know, every week she goes in and she finds a few things that she doesn't know. And so she comes back and she's working on, you know, being the best at her job as she can be. And so I pray that you equipped yourself in your faith, you gathered together with the other saints, you worshiped God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that you are ready to roll as an ambassador of Christ, as his hands extended and his feet mobilized in this community this coming week. So we painted a pretty bleak picture on Friday of a society in rebellion where deceit was not only practiced, it was the norm. Where there were people who refused to hear the word of God, and they specifically wanted to marginalize the church. They didn't want the people of God to have any sort of vision. They didn't want to hear what was right and what was wrong. They only wanted to hear things that were pleasant to their ears, and they basically wanted the church out of their path. That's a pretty dismal looking society. We're going to talk a little bit more today about from verses 12 on, and then hopefully we'll get into the alternative of that plan. But let's begin reading today in Isaiah chapter 30, verse number 12. And it says, therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perversity and rely on them, therefore this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall, a bulge in a high wall whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant. And he shall break it like the breaking of the potter's vessel, which is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so there shall not be found among its fragments a shard to take fire from the hearth or to take water from the cistern. And so that mindset that we talked about on Friday, it begins to show some ramifications. And God says, because you despise this word, it's not Bob's word that is being despised. It's not Samuel, the prophet's word, that was being rejected. It's God's word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so when we despise the word of God, when we deprive ourselves of the word of God, we are literally starving ourselves to death, not just as individuals. We are starving ourselves spiritually as a society. And I don't know how long you can go without food, but I don't think it's all that long. And so you and I, we need to make sure that we are feeding ourselves on the truth. I can't imagine that we would want to. I've got this picture going through myself. This wasn't something that I had planned in my preparation to say, but when we deprive ourselves of the word of God, it is like a person who is feeding themselves something toxic a little bit at a time, and it is building up in their system, building up in their system, building and continuing to accumulate until finally the organism can no longer exist because it has been deprived of nutrients and fed toxic elements to the point that it can no longer exist. Because you despise this word, we need to fall in love with the word of God. And so I was greatly encouraged a couple of weeks ago it was just 2 weeks ago yesterday that someone said, hey, we went out to the pool in our town home, and we played the Refresh broadcast so that it could change the atmosphere. It's like, wow, that's a really encouraging word. And you know, it's not encouraging because it's my voice. It's because the word of God does change things. Do you realize that when Saul was tormented by a demonic spirit, that David came in and began to sing psalms and spiritual songs and play his musical instruments, and it changed the atmosphere. I back in 1998, I believe, I took my first missions trip, and it was to a region where poverty is well known. People generally don't have a whole lot to eat. There's a major UN feeding program that's been going on for years and years and years. And some of the people that I went on the missions trip with, they were very tall individuals, and they were very robust individuals. And here's what the people of that island told that gentleman, this one in particular, there were several, and they said, you have to understand, in this society where height and you know, being well fed is so scarce, they look at you like a superhero. And so I want to challenge you today to become a spiritual superhero to the people of this day and time. I was on a phone call a couple of weeks ago with a pastor friend of mine, and I said, God has picked you and I for such a time as this. in Brevard County. He has picked us for America at such a time as this, not to just blend into the background of uniformity and conformity to everything on this path of destruction, but instead to desire the Word of God, to live the Word of God, and to declare the Word of God. I encourage you, feed yourself on the Word, become addicted to the Word, get so full of the Word that it just oozes out of you at every turn, that whenever adversity comes, the Word comes out of you. Gethsemane, the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus went and prayed, that was literally an olive press. That's what that name means. It's olive press. It was the place where they took the olives so that when they were squeezed, the oil that was the primary ingredient for the anointing oil, it would ooze out of those olives at the highest level of purity. That's where Jesus went to pray. And when they took him and they afflicted him and they hung him on the cross and they squeezed he was the anointed one before the cross. He was the anointed one after the cross. And when you are full of the anointing of God, when you're full of grace and truth, as Jesus was, that when you were full of the Word, whenever you compress that and put it in the press of affliction, the only thing that can come out is what's on the inside. So you and I, we need to fall in love with the Word. These people not only despised the Word, but they trusted in oppression and they trusted in perversity. Okay, so there were three things that God takes note of. One is they hate His Word, and you know, you can pretty much see that the Word of God is pretty highly despised in our society. When it is set aside for people to embrace an opinion instead of the Word of God, there is no other way to view your approach to the Word of God as despising it when you set it aside in order to believe something that is diametrically opposed. People wouldn't say that. They would say, no, that's not what we're saying. Yes, that is exactly what is taking place. Who trust in oppression. Listen, the devil has one intent, and that is to keep you and I in bondage, in as severe a bondage, in hopeless despondency for as long as he can until he successfully kills us. He wants to oppress you. He wants to impoverish you. He wants to treat you like a slave. That's what he wants to do. And, you know, it's amazing to me that people continue to blind themselves to the reality. Listen, slavery still exists. It still exists. Slavery exists in the sex trade. It not only enslaves the people who are being used as tools in that process, who are being treated as property. That's enslavement. We have major efforts underway around the globe to reduce human slavery, because that is one of the predominant forms of slavery. People are still enslaved as sexual property in 2016. That needs to stop. Okay. The scripture also says that borrowers are servant to the lenders. And so whenever you and I are in debt, it is bondage. Let me tell you, they have no intention of letting you go. And so thank God for Dave Ramsey and people like that who help to educate people and help to get them out of debt. But as we've talked about before, government dependency also can become slavery. We see that in Joseph and what he did. And so God doesn't want you in sin, most definitely. Sin in its general form, sin is used by the devil to keep you and I in bondage. And when we are in bondage and there's no deliverer on the horizon, then the enemy is free to oppress to whatever extent he so chooses, who trust in oppression and perversity. Now, I don't know if, I think it was the Lion King, you know, whenever the younger lion finally got to where he felt like he was stronger and had created a situation where he was able to overtake, then he made his move. He made his move. He functioned in two things. What was it? Scar, I think was his name, was oppression, you know, power, and perversity, doing things that were not right to do. And so they not only trust in them, they rely on them. And it says in verse number 13 that that iniquity, that those three things, despising the word, trusting in oppression, and perversity, that those things set people up for a devastating fall. It says that therefore this iniquity, in other words, God says that those habits, those lifestyles, they are sin. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you like a breach ready to fall and a bulge in a high wall, whose breaking comes suddenly and in an instant. He shall break it like the breaking of the potter's vessel. It goes on. It just says, you know what? When a society is built upon these principles and the people of God are marginalized and told to shut up and don't tell us what God has to say and don't confront us with anything other than what we want to hear, he said that that society, even though it may have some elevation, it might have some prestige, that it is set up, that the fall is coming, that it will come suddenly, and that there will not be enough left. Listen to what it says. There will not be enough to take water from the cistern. In other words, the fall is going to be so devastating. It is going to cause things to be so pulverized that you wouldn't be able to use it to get a cup of water. And listen, I keep telling people the word, what the word says, and I pray that it doesn't come to that in America. I have some conversations with a diverse group of people. I have some conversations with people who are, at least according to what they say, they're pretty well connected to a lot of famous people, and they have conversations with people in circles that I don't travel in. And we were having a conversation here a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know, I see that America couldn't not just add a third party. I think America could be four, five, or six parties. I just think that there is so many fractures, that the tectonic plates are under stress, and you know, people who've got along for a number of years that right now they're not getting along too well. And folks, I'm telling you, when things fall apart, when all of the lies fall apart, there's one pillar that still stands, and that's the pillar of truth. So don't embrace deception. Don't insist on that being your rule. But instead, I encourage you, pray like you've never prayed before. Let's finish out the rest of the broadcast here on an upbeat note, shall we? For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. So in the midst, actually before it has gotten to the point of the breach, before the wall is ready to collapse and to topple, God extends an invitation to people who hate his word and don't want to be confronted by him. He sends this invitation and he says, would you return to me? Would you return to me? before it all falls apart, would you return to me? I'm in my mid-50s, and I have seen a lot of people who will not turn to God until everything they've trusted in and everything they've tried and all of their giftings and all of their abilities have been exhausted and are no longer useful, that's when they end up turning to God. It's not until they come to the end of the rope that they find that God is their only hope. In the Old Testament, there's an interesting book. It's called the Book of Hosea. It's the first of the minor prophets. It's right after the Book of Daniel. And Hosea marries a lady, and I'm not making this up. Her name was Gomer. You know, when you think of Gomer in America now, you think of Gomer Pyle and Mayberry and all of that sort of stuff. But her name was Gomer, and she married this prophet, but she was unfaithful. She must have been a beautiful woman at some point in time because she was able to be lured away from Hosea, and she became entrapped in a life of prostitution. And it said that she went from master to master until all that she had was used up. And finally, the person who literally owned her at that point in time put her up on the auction block just to see what he could get out of her. And nobody was willing to pay the price for her except for the prophet who had been married to her. And he went to the auction block and he paid the price and he purchased back his broken and humbled, unfaithful wife, the mother of his children. He purchased her back and said, "Don't call me your master, call me your husband. Return unto God." Returning to God and entering the joy of his rest is how we shall be saved. Don't believe the devil's lie. Now, here a word of caution, because through the years, too many people have told me, "I'm going to go out and I'm going to live the way I want to live. I'm going to do the things that I want to do. And when everything else is exhausted, that's when I'm going to turn to God." Listen, I want you to know, too many people have tried that philosophy, and in the end, it doesn't happen. One of the reasons that I know that it doesn't happen as frequently as people think is because they have the black box recordings of people who are on airliners that are going down, and people who were not saved weren't using their mouths to cry out to God for deliverance. They were actually using the worst profanity that they used. It was the normal. It's when they got squeezed, that's what came out. Today, I want you to know that if you know the best plan for you is to come to God as early as possible and stay with him and enjoy his rest for as long as possible. But if you don't, he's still there. He still wants you. Don't believe the devil's lie that you are worthless, that God won't have you. He will. No matter how far you've fallen, he still wants you. It says, "In returning and rest, you shall be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength." Can you imagine that this people who thought that they had it all figured out and they could do it without God, they thought that they were strong enough to make it on their own. They come to the place and God says, "The only place that you are going to find the strength that you think that you have is when you come to me, you rest in me, and you experience the peace that I bring, the quietness that I bring, and confidence that comes from knowing that this is the word of God. This is what God's word says." You know, you hear me say I'm a natural introvert. I'm a supernaturally converted introvert. Now I'm an extrovert to some extent. But my confidence doesn't come from my personality. My confidence doesn't come from my schooling. My confidence comes from my relationship with God. I told you earlier about a phone call that I had. It was a long phone call, touched on a wide array of topics, and this person said something, and it's like, you know, out of all the pastors that I talked to, he said, I actually feel like you know Jesus. He said, because whenever I talk to you, you always have some fresh word, fresh revelations, fresh insight that God is giving to you. And you're not just looking to scratch up something from someplace. You're still striving to know God better than you've ever known him before. And folks, I pray that all of us are on that path, that today, that maybe you had a devastating weekend. You may have had horrible news as far as your marriage is concerned. You might have gotten horrible news Friday when you left work, or had just a horrendous weekend as far as moral success goes. Today, I want to encourage you, don't despise the word of God. Embrace it. Love it. Don't trust in your ability to bully others into doing what you want. Don't embrace all of that. Reject it. Come to God and say, God, would you forgive me of my sins? Would you be the Lord of my life? And here's what he's going to do. As you and I enter that life of repentance, he's going to strengthen us. He's going to give you the joy of the Lord, which will be your strength. He's going to give you the word of God that's going to empower you to be able to resist temptation today. Today could be the first day of the healthiest and strong, spiritually strongest week that you've ever lived in your life. So let's turn to Jesus, okay? If society doesn't, let's do it anyway. You know, when we were growing up, our kids were growing up, there was always the mindset, well, everybody else is doing it. If everybody else's house is falling down, I want mine to still be standing. I actually know the man whose house down in Homestead, Florida, was the only house that withstood the direct impact of Hurricane Andrew. He said, I built my house above code because I wanted it to stand. And I pray that you and I, that we would embrace the truth of God, the word of God, and the presence of God, because our house will stand. God, may we be hearers and doers of the word. In Jesus' name, have a victorious week. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are. still my praise to you is like an